This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
I feel like I should be wearing a cocktail dress and dancing right now, like with very like straight-faced look.
Oh, yeah, you got to be really shiny and slick. And Brian, can I tell you and Nicole something that I had happen, not to hijack your interview, but I think this is really kind of cool.
Are you going to tell us about your new car?
Yeah, did you know that I was talking to a local business owner that and telling them about the development at ADM with the French company, whose name eludes me at the moment, mm-hmm. the expansion with Mueller, the investment that Tate and Lyle's doing on clean energy, the new warehouse, the inland port, you know, all these different things that are happening. And the business owner said, thank you for telling me all this. I had no idea. I was really kind of down on Decatur, and now I feel a lot better.
So oh, good.
I thought that was kind of, that. I mean, it tells its own story, but I thought it was great, you know, that there was that much to say.
Oh, there is. I have a different reaction to that guy than you do, because I have those conversations all the time, too. And I was having a conversation not long ago, and I was informing the person about the Duane Andrews Ag Academy. And after I got done, he said, I had no idea. And my thought was, how hard are you trying? It's like, you know, we weren't quiet about this thing. You know, I mean, we blew this mm-hmm. up in a really big way. But maybe to Nick's point, you know, we know it, we live it, we see it every day. Maybe we just got to keep hammering it home even more.
Yeah, sometimes you feel like you're beating a dead horse and you keep saying the same thing over and over again. But you're right, there are always folks out there who haven't heard it yet. And for whatever reason, maybe, I mean, we're living in our world, they're living in their world. I'm trying to reach people all the time. Can, you know, seem redundant and thought, okay,
well,
we've already talked about this.
Look at the last 18 months. I mean, clearly,
yeah, right.
I think the shame of it is, in all honesty, is that we've never had more information at our fingertips mm-hmm. in the history of human beings than we do today, and more ways to access it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
yet people still seem not to want to do that, which is
yeah.
crazy. We want to use all the resources for misinformation and arguing and fighting about everything rather than celebrating what we have. And then mm-hmm. as a community, I think we are. I'll take onus that we're guilty of, when you're a busy person, you get something done and you move on to the next thing. I mean, that's just mm-hmm. sort of the way life works. Busy.
Yep.
And we don't maybe take enough time as a community to celebrate the wins.
Mm-hmm.
That we ought to have more of a concentrated effort to really go, all right, let's pat ourselves, meaning the community, on the back here.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Well, and you look at the wins on the new business development and the expansions from our existing companies, but we have this great recruitment card. It's a printout card, but, you know, we promote this on the Limitless Decatur website too, but we refresh it every other year. But on the back, when you flip it over, it talks about all the rankings we've had, and it's a full, we got to upgrade the size of the card now because we have so many of them, and it's exciting to see, right? So, but again, to your point, if we're not talking about that all the time, or we just move on to the next thing, people forget. But it's good to thank you, Nick, for sharing all that good news with him, because, you know, now he's going to tell somebody else and they tell somebody else. And that's, you know, sometimes folks prefer method of communication, and that's
yes.
great too.
But spread good news, not yes. just gossip. I mean, people
right.
are all too happy to spread gossip. I mean, it's just, you know, oh,
yeah.
we got ambassadors for gossip. I mean, mm-hmm. without a doubt.
And that was part of the pushback was, I don't want to look at all that negative stuff all the time, so I'm not really looking anymore.
Yes.
I got you.
Yeah, I see that a lot too, and understandably so. I find myself doing that too. I check out a little bit because you don't want to filter through all the negative to get to the good stuff.
All right, let's talk enterprise zones.
Yeah, so
incentives mm-hmm. matter.
They do. Yes, incentives matter. It shows that you know not only do you want the business, but it also gives opportunities for businesses large and small to participate to continue to grow in your community. And so, you know, when we land these bigger projects like the Atkins Group warehouse that's being built on North Commercial Crossing, and if you've not driven by there, go do it, because they are full steam ahead. And it's just, I think it'll put into perspective how big that warehouse is going to be. It's like 14 acres under roof. It's huge. And so there, it's just fun to see the construction too. And especially if you have little kids.
Yeah, because you can say 600,000 square feet, but what does that really look like, right?
Right. It'll be the biggest thing you've probably ever see, which is pretty exciting. So, you know, so when we get those projects, you know, we talk about the incentives that are offered and that they're going to be able to take advantage of. But what I wanted to bring to the table today was that we have incentives not just for those gigantic projects. We have incentives for small projects as well. And the most, I think, beneficial one for folks that are looking to expand their businesses that are here right now would be the sales tax exemption. And so if you are undertaking a project that requires a building permit and you are in the enterprise zone, which I'll tell you, our enterprise zone is one of the largest in the state. So if you're physically located in the enterprise zone, you're going to be adding on or remodeling or anything that requires a building permit, there's a good chance you would qualify for sales tax exemption on your building materials. And so we want folks to be aware of that, especially business owners. Now, this does not qualify for residential, of course, but for commercial developments, it would qualify. So if you are curious about that, I would encourage you to go to our website. It's DecaturEDC.com/incentives. And in there, you'll have there's a link to the Enterprise Zone map. So you can see if your business is located in the Enterprise Zone. The booklet, the guidebook that will explain all the incentives that could possibly be available to you. And if you're not in the Enterprise Zone, but you are next to it, call me because we do have a little bit of wiggle room where we can possibly add companies into the enterprise zone, depending on the type of project that you're going to undertake.
I look at this argument and we debated this over the years, TIF districts, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a certain amount of people out there who go, well, you know, you're just giving away. Well, you know, this is the rules of the game. And if you're not coming with all the tools, you're heading into a gunfight with a fork. Mm-hmm. Because every other community in this country is doing the same thing.
Absolutely.
And so yes. Whether it's ultimately right or not really is not in the conversation for me. Mm-hmm. This is how communities are competing. And mm-hmm. when all is even or it is basically the same to go here or to go there, these things matter.
Absolutely. So those are the baseline, right? So you've got your local incentives through the enterprise zone. You can have TIF districts. You can have then at the state level different incentives as well. There are things like the manufacturer's purchasing credits, other tax credits that are available. But you know what? That's the baseline. And then what Decatur has on top of that is intermodal access, low utility costs, you know, all sorts of other things on top of that. So we have to offer those things to be competitive at the baseline level with everybody else in the state and others throughout the country. But then on top of that is when we really start to, you know, bring home the gold.
Yeah, you got to have the infrastructure, you know, mm-hmm. in place, but you also have to be coming to the table with the same offers that everyone, you know, I look at economic development is such a finicky thing. And so much of it is, you know, I've heard from my friends over in Springfield that the reason that there's a Shields over there is because the guy who owns the place is such a huge presidential historian, you know, because he wanted to be in the birth, you know, the mm-hmm. the home of Lincoln. You know, if you go over there and you see all the stuff they have with the animatronics and history,
true. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if that's true or not, but I've been told that. I do know for a fact that the Rivian in Bloomington, you know, that the owner that came to that to see the property fell in love with a coffee shop in the little downtown area there and loved the people. And in fact, if you go to the lobby of Rivian, which we got to take a tour here recently, there is that coffee shop is now located inside of
nice.
Rivian.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was that quirky thing of a downtown, you know, which isn't as nice as ours, as far as I'm concerned, you know, and loving that sort of feel that made that guy pull the trigger. Now $1.5 billion later, an investment. I mean, it's, you just don't know what causes a yes.
Exactly. So when all the pieces of the puzzle fit together and if you've got all the basics, you know, the land, the price, the infrastructure, the incentives, the employees, all of that, it can be, those tipping points can be, how does a community feel? How does a community react? You know, do they have what I need? Because if you're making that investment, you know you're going to be spending time in that community, getting that plant up and running or whatever it may be, or coming back to visit, you're going to want to be there, right? And so that's why when we work on, you know, these projects, and again, we talk about this a lot, but maybe there are people out here who haven't heard it yet, right? Quality of life matters. These amenities matter because when we're attracting these companies, they want to have things to do, places to go, and they want to like it. And because if they don't like it, they're not going to build here.
And this is my fear about people who come to a community, and this is true of any community. It's not something that's unique to Decatur. And I talk to the person at the hotel front desk, or I talk to the person at the gas station, or I talk to the person. What's that frontline experience for a stranger mm-hmm. coming into a community? Because you know there's a lot of negativity at some levels of that, right?
Yeah, and I'll occasionally test that out too. You know, if I'm grocery shopping or running up to the deli, and I'll just ask, you know, I'll pretend like I'm out of towner just to see what they say.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, occasionally they'll be negative, occasionally they'll be neutral, and occasionally they'll be super positive. So, you know, it's a mixed bag, but it's important to note every single resident here, every employee in Decatur has to be a salesman for the community, because at the end of the day, that's going to benefit you in some way or another. So let's speak positively, keep the good energy going. There's more projects in the pipeline. Hopefully we'll be able to make another announcement here in another month or two. You know, but those things are coming because everybody's pulling in the same direction, and we have to continue to do that. Otherwise, we won't continue to prosper.
And there is a lot of momentum. And I am, you know, I'm betting high on, you know, what's coming next. And not only those frontline people, but I would also suggest there's a lot of people that have either run for office or serving in office that are the worst at this, you know, and it's because of ignorance, either ignorance or you're just willfully lying. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt that it's ignorance, you know, that they just don't know.
Yeah, that's what we find oftentimes is that they don't know, but they're on this platform now because they're running for an office or whatever it might be, that they feel that they have to speak on it, and they do. But oftentimes, if it's not correct, you know what, just call us. We love to meet with folks and talk about the things that we can talk about and inform the citizens so that we're educated on what's going on. And then continue your platform. That's fine. But don't speak about things you don't know about, I guess, because that
it almost seems like it's a requirement.
Well, yeah.
All right. One last break. We'll come back and wrap things up with Nicole Bateman from the EDC. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 80, and tonight scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, cloudy with a low around 51. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 70, and Sunday, sunny with a high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is up to 59 degrees, and your WSOI time is 8:54.
The HSHS St. Mary's Hospital Cancer Care Center is fighting back against breast cancer during the month of October by raising awareness during the annual Real Men Wear Pink campaign. By partnering with local high school sports teams, the Real Men Wear Pink campaign raises awareness and encourages early screening for all women. And you can support the cause by talking with the women in your life about how early detection of breast cancer can save lives. Think pink all fall during HSHS St. Mary's Hospital's Real Men Wear Pink campaign.
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. Busey Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Was the soundtrack today just like mediocre 80s? Was that the name of it?
Basically yacht rock, so yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what that means.
I've decided I'm not a yacht rock fan.
No, you're not.
I've done a lot of introspection on that. I love a lot of 80s music I really like. My formative years, you know, and I think you always take that soundtrack with you the rest of your life, whether it was good or bad, right?
Right.
Fortunately, you got stuck with the 90s. I'm sorry for that. But there's a lot of 80s stuff I like, but there was a lot of bad 80s stuff, too.
Sure was.
And I think you all call it yacht rock now. So it's got its own thing. I guess everything comes back around eventually. A lot of great stuff going on in the community. I'm super happy that they're doing an event. You know, we have a significant Hispanic population in this community, mm-hmm. and not really a lot of representation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yep. And they're doing a nice event Sunday in Fairview Park. And I know we talked to Dr. Z from Richland Community College earlier in the week, and they're super stoked about that. Those kind of events matter too.
They do. And, you know, Dr. Z reached out and he wanted some demographic information, and, you know, we had some questions for us and we were able to provide that. And I think it's important because, you know, as companies look at, and companies and community members look at cultural diversity, right? Let's pay attention to that. Who's here, right? And I think with the coming out of the census numbers and all the data that's going to come out gives us, again, a chance to hit the reset button and say, all right, who's here? What should we be celebrating? This is a new era. Let's figure this out. And yeah. I'm super proud that they're doing that this weekend. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
And what can we learn? I don't know why people are so afraid to learn from other people. I mean, it's like a barrier wall. My favorite thing in the world to do, my heart's sick over beyond people dying and getting sick over the last 18 months is I haven't been able to go anywhere, like travel. Yeah. And it's what I live to do. And most of that is like just learning about other people and what they are like.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And experience.
And you know what they are at the end of the day? They're humans. I mean, exactly. That's what you learn is that, you know, in Ireland, they're really not any different. I mean, the same concerns they have for life are the same concerns you have. Mm-hmm. they're just funny and you can't understand them after a couple of minutes when they get talking really fast. But they're the nicest people on earth. Or you go wherever you go. We, you know, we had to cancel a trip to Rwanda, which I was really, really looking forward to going and learning. And hopefully we get the Ag Kids back on track with that. When it's all good and safe and ready to do. You're doing a great job. Thanks for coming out last night to support Tanya and the Girl Scouts.
Oh, you're welcome. She's one of my favorite people. She's had a an influence on the way I think about our community, too. We were in a meeting a couple of years ago, and she referred to the youth as our kids. And I said, you know what? You're right. They are our kids.
Yeah.
And just so anyway, I was happy to be there in support of her. I think she's a wonderful human being.
Did you win a floor gift certificate?
I did. $50.
Look at you.
Woohoo! Got my eye on a bracelet.
You had to donate to win, so thank you for supporting the cause.
You're welcome.
Pictures are on our Facebook page, and podcasts are available anywhere you get your podcasts, but easy enough at nowdecatur.com.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.